What is the religious or spiritual or conceptual framework that either you were raised with or that you hold now that both motivates you and supports you in doing this work?
I was raised Moravian, which is not a term that you hear much up here, but I describe it as a liberal Protestant religion. And it was a good framework for my worldview.
I find it really interesting that you were raised Moravian, because I really know almost nothing about Moravian. I've certainly heard it before. What was that like, and how was that formative for you, Cheryl?
Certainly there are a number of Moravian churches in Wisconsin, but none in this area, so it's not something that people, it's not a term people hear. It is a Protestant religion. It, in my view, is a fairly liberal religion. It is Christian. However, I do have some memories of some liberalism within the church. I remember a minister shaking it up one Sunday and using the pronoun she for God and watching the reaction of the people around me. I think there was definitely a generation gap in acceptance of that. And it, you know, it was a really supportive, amazing community to grow up in. I remember growing up next to a very fundamentalist Baptist church and had the experience of going to a play and a service with the neighbors one time, and the play enacted a plane crash and what happened to the people who died on the plane crash and their experiences, whether they had been quote unquote saved or not saved. And I remember it being horrified by it. And that was, I think, my first glimpse of fundamentalism and knowing what I didn't want my religious experience to be.
How old were you when that happened, Cheryl?
I must have been around 10. And I now am a Unitarian, and that really fits my belief system. It's about how we're all connected and interdependent, and you can devise your own system of beliefs, and that's encouraged and supported in that community. And it's also a faith community that is very socially active. They're volunteering at Beacon House and serving at the community table and sponsoring a family here at the ARCW office. So it's a good fit for me and where what I think and where I've come from.
You said they're sponsoring a family. I think you have a volunteer component to your work. How do volunteers serve? How do they help out? How do they get involved in this work?
There are a lot of different ways that people in the community can volunteer here. Our prevention staff utilize volunteers to go out in the community and do outreach, help at counseling and testing events in the community. And if someone's not comfortable doing that, there's activities within the office they can participate in. We use volunteers in our food pantry to help stock the shelves and stock the orders and help them to be quick and ready to go out the door when a client comes in. We have client volunteers, and so people who are trained and then matched with clients, and that's providing emotional support, going out for coffee, being a voice on the other end of the phone to support, and it's also about practical support. If someone's not able to do some of the activities of daily living, volunteers can help support that, whether it's going grocery shopping or some lawn work. So volunteers are also matched with clients. And then definitely, you know, office-related work, help with mailings, putting packets together that we give to clients. So in just about every task and program that's happening here, we have volunteers who are really helpful and useful, and we can always use more.